And now let's turn to our interview with the governor-elect herself. Katie Hobbs has been busy building a transition team and planning her legislative agenda, in which she will have to work with a likely more right-wing Republican majority. KJZZ's political editor Ben Giles and I spoke with her more about all of it before the holiday, beginning with her reaction to the election outcome as it's continuing to be challenged. A lot of politicos and polls had counted her out before election night. Does she feel vindicated?
I don't know if that's the right word. I think that we knew we were running the right campaign. It was a disciplined campaign. And at the end of the day, the voters chose sanity over chaos.
So I want to ask you, I mean, you won this election clearly, but not by a large margin. We're facing, you know, a more divided state and I think a more divided nation than we have in a very long time, maybe ever. And lots of the electorate here will probably not even accept your win. I mean, how do you sort of, as you say, govern for all Arizonans when there's a segment of the population that's going to doubt this all along?
Yeah, I mean, I've had that issue for the last couple of years since the 2020 election. The same people who doubt the results of this election doubted that election and hold me responsible for that. But the fact is that their allegations are unfounded. We all know that. And I think that Arizonans have spoken loudly that they want a governor who is looking to move forward to stop putting Arizona in the middle of the national spotlight in a bad way with these election denial activities, and that we have real issues we need to move forward on. And that's what I'm going to focus on. And I'll work with any legislator or other leader that is interested in moving the state forward.
Speaking of election deniers, Katie, there's been calls for a new election. There are a lot of concerns about the printer issues that occurred in Maricopa County. Carrie Lake hasn't conceded yet. She might be working on some lawsuit or legal strategy to challenge the vote. You know, we all knew there would be questions from certain people about this election, no matter how it went. But now there's, at least in Maricopa County, a little fuel for the fire. How do you ensure trust in the election system?
Well, look, the fact is that these the things that occurred on election day that were problems are being completely overblown by these folks. And this is right out of Trump's playbook. We expect things to happen. That's why there's backup plans and redundancies. And the fact is that nobody who went to cast a ballot on election day in Maricopa County was unable to do so. Now, they were being told by Republicans they should leave the polling place. They should not put their ballots in box three. But the fact is that that was a perfectly valid solution to what was going on. And that in most counties, election day ballots are not tabulated in the polling places. They're taken back to central headquarters in the box three, secure box three, and tabulated there. Nobody was disenfranchised unless they chose to listen to party leaders strewing misinformation rather than the election officials at the polling places.
You know, I also wonder, it took 13 days to finish counting votes this year. That's not out of the ordinary. What is out of the ordinary, though, is the races were so close that it was difficult to call for a victor in certain races. Is there anything that you would like to see done to maybe improve the speed of the vote counting process? And how do you balance that with ensuring that people still have a variety of ways to cast their ballot?
Yeah, I mean, I think that in, you know, 2018, my race was probably the last race called and it took 10 days. And it was very frustrating and agonizing to wait. But the fact is that these processes that take a while are exactly what's in place to ensure the security of the system, to ensure that every vote that's counted is an eligible vote. And I think that's critical. And I'd certainly be willing to talk with election officials about changes that they see that might improve the speed. But we've been laying the groundwork for the fact that election results take time for not just months before this election, but for years. We know it takes time, and we want to make sure that the election system that voters in Arizona enjoy, that they overwhelmingly choose to participate in terms of early voting, that we're protecting that system. So any changes that we make legislatively, I would want to make sure are well informed by election officials who are integral to the process.
Let me transition then, Governor-elect, to some policy. You've said that you plan to call a special session on day one to repeal the pre-statehood ban on abortion in Arizona, obviously an important issue to you. But, I mean, you're going to be looking at a Republican-controlled legislature and one, you know, with people who may be a little bit more far right than they have been in the past. Do you think you have the votes to make this happen if you do call a special session?
Well, a day one special session would be day one of my administration, not the new legislature. So we're talking about folks that are on their way out the door. But I do believe that, you know, the majority of Arizonans, this is not just my belief, this is fact, the majority of Arizonans support access to safe legal abortion. And it's important to repeal the 1864 law that completely criminalizes abortion. And if folks want to be representative to the people that they're elected to serve, that they would consider some sort of way to do that that would reflect the will of the majority of voters.
There's obviously also a 15-week ban on the books here. Would you be willing to kind of let that stay in place and maybe negotiate with some middle-of-the-road Republicans who might cross the aisle to get rid of that pre-statehood ban?
Certainly. I've been clear that I don't support the 15-week ban, but it is the law right now while this other ban is going through the court process. But I think there will absolutely be move to enshrine reproductive rights in the Constitution at the next election.
Mm-hmm. You know, more broadly, too, abortion is just one issue that you're probably going to be butting heads with some Republicans at the state legislature over. And this is a more ideologically driven conservative majority that's also more pro-Trump. You know, on the campaign trail, you avoided directly confronting some election deniers like Carrie Lake. And a lot of the Republicans are going to be saying the same kinds of things about you that she was. How do you plan to work with that type of a Republican at the Capitol?
Look, I'm not going to coddle somebody who is continuing to spread falsehoods about our election systems or whatever else. Even if they're in the majority, and I haven't done that as Secretary of State, these allegations they're making about our elections are simply untrue, and we need leaders of every party to stand up and say so. And one of the most frustrating things about where I'm sitting right now is that the current governor hasn't been very willing to do that. And we've seen what happens to people from party leadership when they do that, like Liz Cheney's a perfect example. But we need leaders who are going to call it out for what it is. We're seeing all kinds of threats being incited by this political rhetoric. Yesterday, Bill Gates had to go into hiding, Supervisor Bill Gates. And it's not just the Democrats that should be calling this out. We need everyone to.
Mm. There's some speculation in the legislative world right now that you're going to set records with your veto pen going forward. Do you anticipate something like that?
Well, look, I'm willing to work with any legislators who want to move our state forward on the issues that I heard from voters loud and clear that they want us to tackle: our state's water crisis, investing in public education, making sure that we're addressing inflation by making things more affordable in Arizona. And certainly the veto pen is a powerful negotiating tool. I'm hopeful that we will have folks in the legislature that are responsive to the voters of Arizona and want to move us forward on these important issues.
Switching gears here, you've been an advocate for public schools in Arizona throughout your career, particularly legislative career. The legislature did put a substantial amount of funding into public schools last year, but they're facing a spending limit with that aggregate spending cap. How do you plan to broker a deal with this incoming legislature to lift the cap or maybe get rid of it permanently?
I think getting rid of the cap permanently is a top priority. And should be. And what you just mentioned is a perfect example of why. The legislature made historic investments in public schools, and schools right now cannot budget for that investment because of this limit. And legislators have been all too eager to use this as a political football, and it's holding us back from really investing in public schools. And so I will work with them to repeal it sooner rather than later, so we don't get up to the limit like we did last year. But ultimately, I believe it needs to be repealed altogether, and I'm hopeful that we can come together to do that.
So lastly, then, Governor-elect, you're entering this office in sort of unusual, I think, maybe unusually challenging and divisive political times, I think is fair to say. Yes. And, you know, as I think our state is shifting in interesting ways, I wonder, what do you think, like, success will look like for you in this office? As, you know, we're heading into another presidential election, rhetoric is not going to slow down on a national level or here in Arizona as we're a battleground state. What does success look like to you?
You know, I think, I'm certainly not comparing myself to President Biden, but he entered his presidency under similar circumstances and, by all accounts, had one of the most successful midterm elections for a president in their first term than we've seen in decades in the country. He was able to bring together a Congress that was difficult with a basically unfunctional Senate because of the filibuster, mm-hmm. and deliver results for Americans. And I'm hopeful to be able to follow that example and do the same thing for Arizonans and work through the gridlock and the partisan divide on these issues that I know that Arizonans care about.
All right. Governor-elect Katie Hobbs joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.